To each there comes in their lifetime a special moment where they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered a chance to do a special thing, unique to them and fitted only for their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour. Sir Winston Churchill. Welcome to Self Mastery. This is Michael Maestro Turner, musician, to some coach, to many, motivational speaker to many, man of God, hopefully to all of you. Just want to get on here and tell you what self-mastery is. What is going on? If you're asking what is going on, first of all, I decided to name it self-mastery, not because it hasn't been named before. There are plenty other motivational things called self-mastery and plenty other podcasts and stuff. So it's just self-mastery, the audio experience, you know, with Michael Maestro Turner. But I got some friends that I'm bringing with me. And I just want to tell y'all what to expect on this journey. I don't know really what it's going to become and what it's going to evolve to. I can only tell you that it's from a real place, a warm place. I have a lot to talk about now. Y'all haven't heard me in a podcast format or audio experience like this since our last season, which was the quarantine life. And that was a beautiful season. I had some wonderful guests. Shout out to Renee Montgomery from the WNBA. She blessed that season for real. Ken Friend, music sensation, and a couple other people. Bianca Troford, just to name a few, who has been a photographer for the stars, okay? Shaq and J.J. Watt and Snoop. I mean, she's amazing. Check out Bree Troford. But we got some guests that will be returning, and we have some amazing guests that are coming back. This isn't guest focused. This is about literally self-mastery. So I'm keeping it real with y'all. Let me tell you something. I'm sitting here wrapping up a sandwich. This is what classics, shout out to classics in Verona. You know, that's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling. That's what I'm doing today. The wifey's coming home to, and when she get off work, we gonna meal prep and get the rest of the week done. But I had me a nice old sandwich today, and I got my water. So you know, cheers. This is real. Y'all want real? Everybody wants real. They want them real. They want real. They want woke. They want authentic. Well, this is it. This is me. This is Stro. Okay. All right. This is Michael Turner. So. Hey, I believe that people are not necessarily looking for some gimmick, that there are a lot of people out there that are looking for what is really going to get me to the best version of myself. And I believe that is self-mastery. I believe that success doesn't require you to look out of the window. It requires you to look in the mirror. And so just expect us to document what we're doing. I don't want to be another guy with a mic, another melanated man with a mic talking about everything that's wrong. What I want to talk about, I don't want to bash women. I don't want to have shock value for you. But what I do want to talk about is what makes us do what we do. I consider myself a high-level musician, as far as my skill set, my gift, my ability to play and just infect the room with that vibe. And so I want to give to people who follow me. First of all, this is for people that fool with me. Like, you fool me. This ain't the haters. Like, when you coming on here, hey, just press the like button. You can talk about me still. Keep the talking going. You know what I'm saying? Keep the free promo going. But, you know, you can still, you know, just press the like button or press a comment. This podcast sucks, because that engagement, you know, you saying it sucks, you know, that has helped me on the good old algorithm. But at the end of the day, we're not focused on the algorithm. This is really, really about documenting. And also, I have something to say now. I've been through a two deaths in 2021 that rocked my socks, rocked our family socks. And my dad and my grandmother died within 12 days of each other. Grandma died. Boom. Dad was in the hospital while she died. He didn't get to go see his mother's funeral. He didn't go attend it. And we're going to talk about it. You want to know? We're going to talk about it because we go through things. People that you see, you may be in amazement. You may be in awe. You may have seen my videos. You've seen, hundreds and thousands of views on some videos that went viral and people still supporting. Thank you. We are here and I'm here by the grace of God. And I just need to share my story. Let me tell you something. I am a product of the Black church. So even though everybody has their opinions on what's going on in church and religion and all that, I won't get on here and bash either on religion. But what I will tell you is I'm not very religious. I am a self-proclaimed follower of Jesus Christ. Why? Because I have a personal relationship. And it's very personal. So personal that, my dad, at a young age, not even a young age, I don't even think I was one. My dad said he was bathing me. And he was, washing me up and stuff. He put the smell goods on me. This is how he tells the story. He used to tell the story, right? He said he would wash me, bathe me, and he put the smell goods on me. And then all of a sudden, the spirit of the Lord, he was deep, Lord talked to him. the spirit of the Lord came in and told him, get that, wash that mess off of him. And right now. We're not going to do no service, no ceremony, no going to church on Sunday morning where everybody can watch. Right here in this room, you're going to dedicate him back to me. And he said that's what he did. This is his story, and he stuck with it, okay? So I'm just, if you don't believe it, hey, you know what I'm saying? This is my story, and I'm sticking to it, okay? And so Dad lifted me up, and he prayed for me, prayed and said, with all that I am, all that I love, I'm dedicating. I'm being grateful. I'm saying, hey, I'm giving you back to him. Do whatever you want to do with him. I got him until 18, and you got him after that. It's all on you. And so that prayer, I believe, has so much to do with when I look at my friends, I look at friends I grew up with, I look at friends who have got shot and killed that I grew up with in high school, people that have overdosed, people that I've been in exact same situations and came out alive. And when I look at my gift and how I found that at such an early age, and I coach people right now trying to find the gift, trying to find out their purpose, trying to find out whatever that thing is, that niche, and I can't call that luck. After my dad telling me what he did for me, I can't call my gift luck. I can't call my ability to hear music and play exactly what I hear. Whatever it is, I literally can play what I hear. That's supernatural to me. And so not really going to much lessons. I took a couple lessons. Like two or three from Corey Brown. Shout out to Corey Brown. He's right here in Richmond, Virginia. Phenomenal, phenomenal musician and mind. His mind, his musical mind. And I didn't have the privilege of being raised in a, and being in a circle with all the top-notch musicians. And I was bred to do it. And my uncle, and my dad was not a musician. My mother was not a musician. She took lessons while I was in the womb. Like a couple, and she couldn't finish because she was pregnant with me, and she gave it up. And I end up learning piano at the age of 9 years old. 8 years old is when I started playing drums, and then at 9 years old, I basically decided that this is it, like piano is it. And we're going to get into that in the podcast. Like, hate to call it a podcast, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, but in this audio experience, yes, tomatoes, tomatoes, we're going to, I'm going to talk about all these things so that it can help you on your journey in some way. I'm praying that this doesn't make you convicts you or make you feel bad about not knowing your purpose. I want this to make you understand that you have one, that everyone has a gift. It's just some people have not unwrapped it. I have had the pleasure and the honor that I'm grateful to have unwrapped my gift, found it and then unwrapped it and continued to pursue that gift. And 30 years later, now I am eating from my gift. My dad told me, he said, son, if you play that keyboard, you playing drums. This was 8 years old, right? 1993. He said, but if you play that piano, you'll never go to bed hungry. He has never lied. And right now, a full-time musician, the guy you may never have heard of, but that's what makes it even more special, that the creator doesn't necessarily call the qualified, but he qualifies whom he chooses. And wow, I got chose to operate in this amazing, what seems to be magical sometimes, but just amazing gift that has put food on my table, that feeds my wife, you know, that feeds my little fur baby. Like I'm never sitting at home eating air biscuits. I'm never using candles on the first because of a gift that I feel like he loaned it to me. All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a back seat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry, and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that a nice sculpture, you'd have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestroturner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com. God loaned it to me. I've been holding this gift for 30 years now, to the point where sometimes, you know, along the way, I felt like it was mine, but it was really just, it's just being loaned to me. You know, and there are a lot of other people who are doing what I'm doing and doing on a whole nother level. We are bringing on the podcast. I'm so excited. I'm gonna let one cat out the bag. We have a special guest, Glenn Gibson, will be on this season. I'm not gonna tell you which episode. I'm gonna tell you that we grinding, we working, but it's already been done. And anybody doubt me, you will see, because we've already recorded it. It's being edited now. And we got minstrels coming on here that do it on a high level, and we're going to get them to come on here and talk about what makes them tick. Like, what, do you have a competitive drive? Do you not? Is this a hobby for you? Is this a business? Where did you treat it? How are you treating it? How do you practice, or is just you're just a freak of nature? We want to talk about these things because people need personal development, and the only way you're going to reach the best level, the best version of yourself, is by understanding yourself and self mastery. You're going to have to go within. If there is no enemy within, then the enemy outside can do us no harm. African proverb. And so we want to make sure that we're getting the enemies out from within, because can't nobody touch us when we in our bag, dog. Can't nobody touch us when we in our bag. And you know it. So this is what I'm saying. I don't know what this is about to be. I just know it. Whatever thine hands find to do, do with thy, all thy might. And so, yes, I'm a little Jesus kid, and I'm not here to push my faith on you. I'm here to show you what it looks like, because the gangsters are showing the kids what it looked like. They showing them the gold rings and the J's and the, you know, they got the hat on the back and the back. They got the, you know, they got the whip. They got the cars. They got the, so I'm showing them I'm a man of God and I got all that stuff too. What? Glenn gonna come show him, and a couple other people I'm bringing on, they're showing him, look, we men of God, and we still killing the game, and we still got a little swag on, still got our J's on. We're not lame, we're not corny, we're not stuck up, we're not judging, we're not, you know, we just showing you this how we move. When God move, I move just like that. And I have friends who are you know, real Gnostic. I have friends who are Muslims. I have friends that are Moors and Masons. I work out with some Masons. Like, listen to what I'm telling you. I just want to show them what my God do. Okay? So, you know, I'm cool with you having whoever you have. Just understand who I got, I'm never using candles on the first. Man. Who I got a gift where I can hear things that everybody don't hear. And I'm able to walk into a room and play the vibration of the room different. I can make people feel a different way by me playing. I can also walk in a room and you hand me a mic and it's a rap. I don't care if you got 13-year-olds or 33-year-olds. And that right there, that's glory to my creator. And so, man, I'm excited about going on this journey with you all. I'm praying that you watch this podcast, this audio experience, and I'm praying that you just feel like having a conversation with your creator. That's good enough for me. I've done my job. Yeah, the truth is like a lion; it defends itself. We all don't have to jump on our platforms and try to push anything, because the truth is like a lion. It defends itself. It handles its own business. So I don't have to wear a t-shirt that Jesus is my homie on my chest. I'm just going to do the walk. I'm going to walk it out, and you're going to watch, and you're going to see that he's real. So I'm loving it. I think that's it. I just wanted to get on here and tell y'all what to expect. This is the Self Mastery Podcast. I'm excited. Yeah, that's it. You know, this is the passing on of knowledge. This is, at a cellular level, cells pass on information. That's how you get the whole evolution thing, right? You know, that's why, you know, adaptations that we've seen in animals and reptiles and all types of stuff, snakes and how they move, and, you know, butterflies, the whole cocoon to butterfly, you know. That's what this podcast is about. It's not I am the authority. It's you fool with me. And I got some of y'all fooling me in Accra and Kenya. Shout out to Brazil and definitely in Mexico, different cities. It shows up on my Instagram, and I'm amazed that y'all fooling with the kid. You know what I'm saying? So if you fool with me, this is just going to be a chance for you to be invited in. get to know me more personal and understand there's way more than that thing. There's way more to it. There is a walk that you have to have. There is a specific presence that you must have. And I'm going to help you develop that. Shout out to Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind that Franklin runs. Franklin is my co-host. He actually is the host of the show. And he's going to be handling it, really. You know, I'm always going to be talking, y'all. But Franklin, this is Franklin's, Franklin and our thing. And Justin Ross is going to be a co-host on the show, y'all. I'm excited. So I'm telling you, Jay Ross from zero to six figures. You dig? You know, I'm proud to say that I'm his coach, and I'm proud to say that he's going to be a co-host on the show. This is going to be dope. Tell your mama, tell your grandpapa, you know what I'm saying? Tell your cousins. Yo, Stro is on. JC Desserts is on. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't had a cronut from JC Desserts, you tripping. I'm telling you, that's the ultimate cheat day right there. Ultimate cheat meal. Okay? So, yeah. So, yeah. It's about to be a time. Self-mastery, y'all. All right, I'm done because I can talk. This is my third closing, ain't it? A little ice. I'm about to finish this. Cheers to classics. And shout out to the Spot Recording Studios, one of the sponsors for this wonderful podcast. Shout out to the Spot Recording Studio on Brooklyn Park. Shout out to Kelly. And I'm excited. I will see y'all next week. Peace.